You mentioned that Bliss House is so much a part of you. You know it as well or better than your own home. Did you envision writing series novels when you started out? Was that something that?
No, I did not. I never envisioned writing a series. I didn't really, I guess some of my favorite novels as a child were Nancy Drew books. Mm. Love the character, love the series, you know, and I read Harry Potter to my daughter when she was quite young. And I like a series, but I didn't really get into reading series until I got to know the mystery community. Mm-hmm. And the idea of writing a series appealed to me, but when the character that comes to you is a house, you know, you don't have a lot of choice. You know, I mean, people who write series, they have characters who step forward, and you know, it carries them through books, and that is a big commitment. I haven't had a character like that until this house.
These books, obviously, they start kind of in the Gothic period, but they kind of transcend. Do you have a particular historical period of time that you like to explore as a writer?
You know, these last two books, The Abandoned Heart and Charlotte's Story, that was really the first time I'd written historical. And I love it. It's not that I'm so much in love with a particular period, but I love to go back and immerse myself in other periods. Charlotte's Story was written in the 1950s, and just, you know, a few years before I was born. And that was really fun for me. And, you know, I could talk to my mom about it and sort of get the atmosphere. And the internet is amazing. It's an amazing, amazing place. So I don't have a favorite period, any period. And I'll tell you a little secret. You're seeing a lot of historical work from people now because, particularly in thrillers and the mystery community, because it's hard to set mysteries. Or I won't say hard. It's more challenging to set a story in a culture where you have cell phones, you know where everybody is, you can look up people on the internet, they live their lives online, you know? And so there are some really good stories where people are learning to use that, but writers who didn't grow up with that, I think it's a new thing. So it's kind of easier to go back to a time when there weren't cell phones and televisions and that kind of thing.
Have you settled into kind of the mystery community? Is that kind of where you like to hang out?
I have found my tribe. I really have. The thing about mystery writers, and I found this right off, mystery and thriller writers are some of the most generous people I have known. They're certainly among the most generous writers I have known. Many of them don't come from, most of them, in fact, come from backgrounds where they've worked other jobs. You know, this came at them as a hobby, or they started out, you know, writing something different. And, you know, they know what it's like to work. It's a job for them. And they know that, you know, you're in it because you want to be. And seriously, a wonderfully generous group of people. Love them.